It's time for high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM. Today's game is brought to you by
Jackson Area Subway Restaurants, the Jackson YMCA, Denny's, Lumen Christi Catholic School, Al Roe Steel, American Title Company, Jackson Public Schools, Ajax Heating and Air Conditioning, Jimmy's Towing, Northwest Community Schools, OmniSource, County National Bank, Minuteman Sewer and Drain, Orthopedic Rehab Specialists, Able Heating and Cooling, Tom Coffee Soft Water, Advanced Fluid Technologies, Jackson Speedway, Seymour Ford, Candy's BZB Cafe, and Eiselhart Nissan.
High school football live on WKHM and online around the world at WKHM.com. Now, here's GOC and Ratch.
Hey, good evening, everyone. Greg O'Connor, Tom Ranchford, beautiful Cardinal Field. Great night for high school football, and we're on the air for Jimmy's Towing and Automotive Service here on the pregame. More than just a towing company, they get you on the road again, and when you're on the road, they never sleep. Tom has promised not to start a fight tonight. This should be a good game, Ranch.
I didn't promise anything, Greg.
Okay.
Yeah, this should be.
I'll keep my guard up.
Yeah, this will be the second year here in a row. The Interstate 8 schedule has been changed around a little bit. I asked the Titan coaches, and nobody really knew what had happened. But this is the second straight year at Cardinal Field here in Coldwater for Lumen Christi.
Beautiful field.
And I can't remember the last time Marshall came to Jackson, and Lumen Christi is at Marshall again in a couple of weeks. So the schedule's rotated, and they've changed the opponents home and away. Really doesn't amount to any difference. It is kind of fun to come here. It's a beautiful setting. This is a little slice of Americana. The small town people were out. They introduced the Coldwater kids and the parents before the game on Parents Night. The band is enormous here. You get a lot of tradition. And Coldwater's been good. They've been very good in the recent memory. Unfortunately for them, this is the 31st meeting between Lumen Christi and Coldwater, and the Titans do have a 29-1 advantage in the series. The one loss,
that's dominating.
Yeah, the one loss was 3 years ago in Coldwater's real good 2015 run to the semis, where they got beat by Chelsea on that Sunday afternoon after the snowstorm on Saturday back in 2015. So they had a great year that year. I think they finished 12-1. And it's just one of those where the Titans have had their number. But I always gave them credit. They scheduled Lumen Christi every year for about 20 straight years. I think they opened with them. And I give them a lot of credit because they got beat pretty badly in a lot of those games that they kept plugging away.
Take a break for Jimmy's here on the pregame. We'll come back in 3 minutes. We're about 10, 12 minutes away from tonight's opening kickoff as the Titans go for 3 in a row tonight. 970 WKHM and 101.5 FM.
Looking for a new way to reward your employees? Tired of the same old company picnics? Add some adrenaline to your event and move it to the Jackson Speedway. Whether you're looking for a team-building event or an innovative, fast-paced fundraiser, the Jackson Speedway can customize an event specifically for your team. For more info, log on to jacksonspeedway.net. They'll provide everything you need from safety equipment and carts. You just need to bring your appetite for speed. Your next fundraiser, team builder, or gather awaits at jacksonspeedway.net.
Al Roe Steel is proud to celebrate 70 years of business in the Jackson community. In 1948, Al and Robert Glick founded Al Roe Steel with three principles: integrity, loyalty, and honesty. Al Roe Steel would expand from their beginnings to over 60 locations in 12 states, offering cut-to-size metals and plastics, industrial supplies, and unmatched customer service. To learn more about Al Roe's 70th anniversary, their products, or to place an order, visit alroe.com.
My name is Stephanie Spolster-Kristovic, and I'm the principal at Lumen Christi Catholic School.
At Lumen Christi, we love our students, and so we want the very best for them, and that means we want them to be their very best. Our core values create a space for your children to be the best they can be, achieving excellence, living faith, demonstrating character, promoting teamwork, and being warm and welcoming are who we are at Lumen Christi. Come give your student a chance to change the world.
At Seymour Ford Lincoln, they offer a transparent car buying experience. They have a fantastic inventory of new, used, and certified pre-owned vehicles, giving you the opportunity to explore your options and find a car or truck that you love. Seymour Ford Lincoln believes it is important to be fair and honest in every aspect of their business. Whether you're buying a new Ford car or visiting their service center, Seymour Ford Lincoln will ensure that you never leave unsatisfied with your experience. Seymour Ford Lincoln, online at SeymourFord.net.
Since our first customer walked through our door, County National Bank has focused on one thing, you. Developing personal relationships allows us to help our customers and community. We've helped thousands of people with mortgages that put them in new homes, invested millions of dollars in our communities, and managed billions for our customers' futures. But it always comes back to one. One relationship with one customer. Bank on one with County National Bank. Stop in to see us or go to countynationalbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 399979.
OmniSource of Jackson, your neighbors at work for your community. At OmniSource, their Sharing and Caring Committee promotes in-house fundraisers, with the proceeds going to local charities like the Arts and Cultural Alliance, Habitat for Humanity, Junior Achievement, area schools, and so many more. OmniSource is a local company that supports our community. OmniSource would like to thank all of their employees and customers for allowing them to contribute to local Jackson charities.
To GOC and Tom Ratchford, high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Welcome back to Cardinal Country. And we're closing in on tonight's opening kickoff. The Titans coming off, of course, a very impressive opening night win over Grand Rapids West Catholic. And they ran past Western last week. After, Western had a good drive to start the game and got a fumble. Ended up turning it over, and they never really threatened to score again, except on the backup troops. They got a late touchdown. Well, Lumen has been impressive so far, undoubtedly. 2-0 as they go for three here tonight. Coldwater really got hammered in their first game by Hazlett, 28-7. Came back last week, 35-25 over Hastings.
I think Hazlett's a pretty good football team. They normally are decent. I don't know what to tell you about a 35-25 win over Hastings, which would probably be a little more closer than I think you would expect. Hastings, I really expected Hastings not even to give them that much of a game, so it's hard to tell. I think, Greg, in the Interstate 8, one of the bigger concerns right now, not so much with Hastings. It's a couple of weeks down the road. People don't really know what to expect of Marshall. Marshall's 2-0. They beat Harper Creek last week. Or actually, Marshall's 1-1. They lost that opening night against Freeland in overtime. And with Freeland in overtime, good ball club. You never know, overtime's, you know, a good game. But last week they were able to beat Harper Creek. And anybody, you know, like Marshall is the one in the league that people are having a hard time getting a gauge on right now. Still early in the season, but when we leave here tonight, a third of the season will be done. And in Lumen Christie's case, it's more than that.
Yeah.
Because
they're only playing eight. Harper Creek, Tom, 0-2. That's got to be a surprise.
I was extremely surprised, not so much that Marshall beat them, but Benton Harbor beat them. And on opening night, they did get beat by the Tigers of Benton Harbor. They had all that controversy. You know, they're about ready to close the school like the state is, like they did with Albion a few years back. And they're getting ready to, you know, Elliot Uzalak walked away. I want to say it might have been in June. I mean, it was a very last-minute type deal. I don't know who's coaching over there. But Harper Creek has run roughshod over this league. I think Lumen Christie didn't win they've won the state championship the last 2 years, but they didn't win the league last year. And I don't know if they did the year before. They might have tied a couple of years ago with Harper Creek. So, to, you know, it's always nice to win the league. Obviously, the state championship and the state title run is the paramount to them, but it'd be awful nice to win the Interstate 8.
Titans have just come out of the locker room. Here comes Coldwater as they strike up the band. Pretty boisterous crowd here. It's parents' night. We've already had those. Very good job by Coldwater to get that out of the way before the game. And we'll be ready for kickoff here in a minute. Let's take a break for Jimmy's. We'll be back in 3 minutes. Tonight's opening kickoff on 970 101.5 FM.
Have you ever met one of the Jimmys from Jimmy's Towing and Automotive Service? You know, the men and women who never sleep when you're on the road. The Jimmys at Jimmy's Towing and Automotive Service take pride in providing you with fast, prompt, and personal service when you need them the most. Plus, the Jimmys at Jimmy's Towing and Automotive Service don't just tow wherever you need to go. They'll get your vehicle back on the road with their incredible automotive service department. Jimmy's Towing and Automotive Service. More than a towing company.
Want to join the Jackson YMCA? Now's the time. Take advantage of the join fee special running September 4th through November 10th. All join fees will be $10. That's a savings of up to $90. What comes with your Jackson YMCA membership? You get access to both Y locations. Free childcare while you work out downtown. Free featured group exercise classes. Access to participating Ys nationwide. With a Y membership, there is no annual contract. So give the Y a try. Call 782-0537 or stop by either branch to sign up today.
This is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you, Jackson County, to the fall high school sports season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest Go Mounties.
Minuteman Sewer and Drain. They open drains, others can't. If it carries water away, Minuteman Sewer and Drain can fix it. From pipeline video inspection and locating, high-pressure water jetting, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, Minuteman Sewer and Drain has you covered. They're prompt, efficient, honest, and affordable. With their upfront, no-hassle estimates, there's no hidden charges or surprises. Drain problems, big or small, make one call. Minuteman Sewer and Drain can fix them all. Online at MinutemanSewer.com.
Kinetico Water Treatment customers don't keep coming back. They're satisfied the first time. Kinetico non-electric water treatment systems can take care of your water problems, and you won't need to keep calling us for repairs. Join the list of satisfied Kinetico customers who purchased their non-electric water systems years ago and are still enjoying clean, conditioned water without any hassles from timers or circuit boards.
I've had my Kinetico water system for 12 years now, and it's still working great.
Kinetico Water Treatment customers, they're satisfied the first time.
Tom Coffee Soft Water, on Page Avenue across from Menards. Look for the Kinetico sign.
What makes a restaurant a gathering place for families, businesses, and friends? Well, everything you'll find at Candy's Busy Bee Cafe. Candy and her crew are the kind of people who get birthday cards for the regulars. Candy's Busy Bee Cafe is the kind of place you'll want to come back to after just one visit. Tableside service, great conversations, incredible staff, and tremendous food with breakfast served from open to close. Become a regular today at Candy's Busy Bee Cafe in downtown Jackson.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
With Tom Ranchford, Greg O'Connor, Josh Ankrell, Coldwater won the toss. They elected to defer, and they will kick off here to Lumen Christie. And back to kick it, Muhammad Salem. Nice night for football. It's a cool, cloudy night. Short kick. 20, 25, 30. Big hit at the 30-yard line.
Langley on the return, and big 57. Colin Nill on the tackle for the Coldwater Cardinals.
Dalton Langley on the run back out to the 30.
Might be Dalton Langley.
Or Dalton. First down. for the Titans.
Yeah, he lived a couple doors down from me.
Joe Barrett, a quarterback. Pitch to Thomas. And he is dragged down 31-yard line.
Good job by number four for Coldwater there, Griffin Olmstead, as they strung it out. Also, the corner man came up, and you can see that very well coached here by Jeff Scorefire, and they have for a great many years now. If they get beat, it may be from a lack of maybe some talent, but it's not because they aren't well coached.
Connor Hanna also chased that play down from behind. Here's Barrett rolling, running, and not much. Maybe another yard or two out to the 33-yard line.
Well, the Titans have gone wide a couple of times. A lot of times they're best to go right straight at you. You're kind of feeling things out here. You go into the game. Sean is just to our right. Brogan, the assistant, the offensive coordinator, that are sending the plays down to 39-year veteran Herb Brogan, his father. And you do have everything kind of planned out here for the opening series.
Barrett flings it out here. Caught! That's a first down, 45-yard line by Dayton Keller.
Tackled by Gage McGuire, the fine safety for Coldwater. But, boy, Joe Barrett improving. It's our third game now. We've seen all of his passes, and he threw a bullet to Dayton Keller.
Keller, 6'4", 6'5", about 250, Tom.
How about that for a target? And he's athletic.
Joe put it right there, where he could grab it and go forward. Barrett's hit the backfield this time, not much. Lumen looked very confused.
Yeah, I'm a little concerned right now about up front. Right now, Coldwater is beating the Titans to the punch. We see this an awful lot as games begin, and the Titans do persevere, but it is a little source for a little bit concern right now.
Keegan Smith, Tommy Putman, Ian Moran, Patrick Lucas, Hunter Denton on the offensive line. Keller, Reynolds are the tight ends. Bobby Willis is out there at a flanker. And here's a little quick draw play and great tackle up out of the secondary by Damon Beckhusen. Nick Thomas.
Yeah, Beckhusen was unblocked again, and he's the safety, and he can clean that up. But you know that coaches are observing that, and they'll run that little fake, and they'll see if Beckhusen bites on it, and they'll hit that deep middle.
That time they had Sire Johnson and Willis in as the wideouts. And Lumen has a third down, long seven. In fact, third and eight. This time Hubble is split. Out of the gun, Barrett looking and throwing. Nowhere near Bobby Willis, way overthrown. The Lumen will have to kick here on their first series. And frankly, Tom, they didn't look very good.
Not very good at all. They did get a first down on that pass to Keller. But, yeah, a little cause for concern here.
Shaky. Keller stands back at his 32. We've had some high snaps the first 2 weeks. This one's perfect. Keller's kick is not very good. Keller could have ran it that far. That was about a 20-yard kick. Keller could have pulled that ball down. He had a whole side of the field. I don't know if he has that option or not. Probably not. And that kick was not a very good one. 37-yard line. First down for the Cardinals. Defensive game plan, very simple. As I told Joe Williams, stop the run.
You're telling Joe now?
Yeah. Okay. Just stop the run. It's that easy. On first down, direct snap to the running back. Out to the 39-yard line. That's a pickup of two.
Yeah, that formation looks like the old Notre Dame box from Newt Rockne's days around 1924 through 30. Direct snap. It's basically looks like the old single wing. There are nobody split for Coldwater. You said what, they've thrown six passes all season?
Two out of six.
All year?
First two games, yeah. Beckhusen's ran it 50 times for only about 3.5 yards. And this time he'll get a yard, and he is buried.
Yeah, Greg, this is the old Notre Dame box. It's you'd have to pull out Newt Rockne's films from 1924 Notre Dame team with the four horsemen.
Carter Reynolds, Brendan Doan on the stop for Lumen.
A lot of the UP schools, of course, most of the UP schools now are in eight-man football, but quite a few of them used to run this. I think we saw Menominee run a little bit of it.
Well, we've seen this from Coldwater year after year, Tom.
I don't believe I've ever seen this.
It's a direct snap into the backfield. Get a couple of yards, but it'll bring up a fourth and a solid four.
Or maybe I didn't. Maybe we saw it and I didn't remember it.
Well, maybe a different version.
Yeah.
They have had a quarterback, and they've run it without one.
It'd be like one of us not remembering that we were here last year.
You trying to pick a fight? Coldwater will kick.
Now that's a spread formation.
Good snap. Terrific kick. Fair catch. Good job back there by Lumen Christie's Walker Plate.
Yeah, Walker Plate is I didn't see him raise his hand, and they're high enough. They're very specific, the officials, on that.
That was a terrific punt.
So Plate fielded it, saving the Titans some yardage. They'll take over first and 10 at their own 22. No score in the game at Cardinal Field in Coldwater. Lumen Christie and Coldwater.
21-yard line. Nick Thomas burrows out to about the 25.
First time up the gut for the Titans, a little trap play. 80 at the bottom of the pile. Austin Santour at the bottom of the pile.
.645 to go first quarter, no score. Give them just 3 yards there. Second and about seven. They spotted that back at the 24. Thomas, the lone setback.
Unbalanced.
They go motion with Keller. Give it to Thomas. Shakes the tackle. Boy, they're up out of the secondary all over Thomas. They blow that play dead at about the 28-yard line.
I think Dylan Taggart, the middle linebacker, made the play, and Greg Lumen Christie unbalanced with an extra tackle to the right, but then they motioned back to the left. Coldwater had it played perfectly. Taggart made the stop, but an unassisted tackle, actually, as nobody blocked him.
Third and about four here for the Titans.
Well, that clock is moving quickly when nobody throws the ball. We're down, we're under, it's 5:50 to go in the first quarter and no score. Lumen Christie and Coldwater.
On third down. Barrett rolls. They throw a flag. Wow.
He was draped all over Dayton Keller, the defensive back from Coldwater.
Boy, he must have hit him just a tad early, but that was a very poor throw by Barrett. That pass was nowhere near Keller.
Well, he was covered so, obviously he was covered so closely, and I think it's a good call by the official. He did engage Keller before the ball got to him, and it'll be an interference call. By the way, I was also checking the receivers deep. They were covered. You know, I kind of speculated that Beckhusen might be inching up to play the run, but, of course, on third down, he stayed back, sat in the zone, jumped his man, and a very good defensive play by Coldwater with the exception of the pass interference, giving the Titans a first down.
43-yard line, fake to Thomas. Down the middle, and that is incomplete. Willis was pretty well covered as they tried to do that pass right down the middle that you called, Tom, against the safety, and they were back there in good shape.
Yeah, and Beckhusen wasn't there. It was Austin Roby who ran stride for stride with Willis.
It was Roby. Did a good job back there for Coldwater. They have Tong, Minton, Hanna up front. They play with four backers, Santour, Olmstead, Taggart, Kubel. And Thomas, he pops it off the right side. Nick Thomas, first down, down the sideline. 40, 30.
Oh, he dropped
the ball. I think it went out of bounds, and it did near the 25-yard line. Best run of the night for Nick Thomas.
Well, they ran that power trap off tackle, and for the first time tonight, left guard Patrick Lucas was able to pull out and hit somebody as he cleaned that up. Nick Thomas up that right side for great yardage. He's now down inside the 30. He's down to the Coldwater 26.
Good job over there on the right side. They pitch it to Thomas this time. Oh, he is hit. Denton missed his block. I think that was that Taggart?
Yeah, it was 80. It was Austin Santour.
Santour just lit up Thomas. No gain.
One of the outside linebackers, and again, he was untouched.
Good hitting here by Coldwater. Very impressive early. Lumen's really had two plays here in the two series, the pass to Keller. They got the interference call and the one long run by Nick Thomas. Jack Kelly out there, he slotted to the right. And here's Thomas off the right side. Good run. Hard running by Nick Thomas. He's inside the 20 to the 19-yard line.
When you're struggling a little bit, get it to your best player. The Titans, again, were unbalanced wide to the right, and the receivers were wide to the right. Nobody, just the guard and tackle to the left, and they ran that buck off right tackle. Nick Thomas, decent yardage, sets up third and three.
Yeah, there wasn't much of a hole there, Tom.
Not really. It was good. He just dug it out.
Third down, about three here for the Titans. Ian Moran out over that football. Keller in motion. Thomas, same play. Up the middle. There he goes. 10-5 touchdown. Nick Thomas right up the middle. Nifty footwork by Lumen Christie's All-State candidate, Nick Thomas. And the Titans get on the board with 3:54 to go here in the first. 19-yard run for Nick Thomas.
Very good-looking play right there. Again, he broke a tackle, and once he broke a tackle, he was able to keep his feet and just kind of shift back to the right a little bit. Just on a play up the gut, was able to score a 19-yarder. 3:54 to go in the first quarter.
Kevin Salazar out for the extra. That is up and good. 7-0 Lumen. We're back in 30 seconds on WKHM, WKHM.com, around the world.
Hi, my name is Bob Richardson. I'm the owner of the Yes Siree Bob Subways here in Jackson and Hillsdale County. We have a box lunch that we put together for teams or groups. We do a 6-inch sandwich, a chip, a cookie, and a bottle of water for $5.75. This is just a program that we've tried to put together to help accommodate those teams, those groups of kids that are together. And if there's any interest in any of that, you can call Matt in my office. And the number there is 748-9240.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
.354 to go first quarter. And Lumen has drawn first blood here at Cardinal Field, leading 7-0. Salazar has it teed up in the middle of the field. And his kick is a long, low one down to about the 7-yard line. Here is the run back. Good coverage by Lumen right at the 21-yard line. Langley, along with Sayre Johnson. First down, Coldwater. 22-yard line. Gage McGuire is their quarterback. He's thrown only 5 passes this year. As they direct snap it. Oh, what a hit! Goodness! Carter Reynolds just lit up Beckhusen.
Yeah, there really is, you know, it's the single wing. It's that old Notre Dame box. There's nowhere to go except between the tackles, basically. And Reynolds came off that. He's the left defensive end, and he exploded and made the stop. But it'll be right at the line of scrimmage in second and 10.
That hurt my back. Goodness, he laid him out. Second and 10. This time quarterback. Going to be hit, throws it long down the middle, and that is knocked away. Incomplete. Coverage by Bobby Willis. Griffin Olmstead, the intended. Bring up a third and 10.
Well, they're going to walk this off. And I didn't see the preliminary. There's something. Somebody hit somebody in the head.
So first down, Coldwater on the penalty. Must have been a roughing the passer.
I don't know what the signal is.
It's
like a shot to the head. Yeah.
So Coldwater gets a first down off the penalty at the 37. Quarterback up the middle, and he's going nowhere.
Nick Thomas got him right as soon as he basically took a step to the line of scrimmage. Yeah. Didn't bring him down. Somebody else may have teach out, and Carter Reynolds may have been credited with the tackle, but Nick Thomas hit him right away.
Yeah. Thomas is right in the backfield. Second and 8. 2:40 to go first quarter, 7-0 Lumen. On a 19-yard run by Nick Thomas. McGuire back in. Again, they've been direct snapping. McGuire's actually at a tight end. And they snap it back to Beckhusen. Tries to turn the corner. Gets a couple yards out near the 45. He'll be about 2 yards short of a first down.
Run out of bounds there. Bounds by Johnny Teachout and Bobby Willis.
Bring up a third and a deuce.
So Reynolds just checked out, and checking in for the Titans is Ross Jerva, very good-looking 11th grader.
And a play comes in off the bench. Matt Gipple brings it in from Jeff Scorfar. Beckhusen takes a direct snap up the middle. Got a first down. He bounces off a couple tacklers out to midfield 50-yard line.
Very early in the game, also at Monroe, Jackson High gave up a long touchdown run to the Trojans. Jackson did block the PAT, so midway through the first quarter, it's Monroe 6, Jackson High nothing.
First down, Coldwater, midfield. Beckhusen, the tailback, gets the direct snap, comes in the same direction, and he is buried right at the 50. Good job by the secondary. The linebackers coming up, peeling away from some blocks there. Johnny Teachout, among others.
This is the first quarter of the third game of the year, and we've seen every play, and Teachout's had a very fine couple of games so far.
Second and 10. Snap it right back to Beckhusen. Tries to go the other way. Has 2 yards to the 48. And that was Patrick Lucas on the bottom for Lumen. 76, Tom. Jacob Clark.
He's been out there.
He was in around that play anyway. Third down and 8.
Doan, Lucas, and Clark all were there. Yeah, this is where Coldwater gets in trouble now. We're right at midfield. It's third down and 8. They don't really have the ways or the means to throw too much. But, you know, you can get obviously the Titans have everybody up except for two safeties.
Back to pass, McGuire out in the flat. It's caught, and Blumen's got him. Great tackle, Brendan Doan.
Griffin Olmstead on the catch.
That's a super play by linebacker Brendan Doan.
Yeah, there's no reason to go for the interception anyways. He allowed Olmstead to catch the ball. He was a little bit behind him, though, because the Titans were aggressive, and you could see each of the defensive backs basically running. The Coldwater kids got ahead of him a little bit, and they recovered and made a very nice play.
That ends the quarter. 7-0, Lumen back in 1 minute on WKHM, WKHM.com.
Every day is a great day to be a Viking. Believe the hype. Hello, this is Jeff Beal, superintendent for Jackson Public Schools, and I have never been more excited to begin a school year. Construction is beginning around the district with new and expanded programming from caring young fives through innovative early college options. Jackson Public Schools is committed to the success of your student. We are building a safer, stronger 21st century district. Join the excitement and enroll today. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
Downtown Jackson is looking good. Come down and see the redesigned streets, improved walkability, redesigned parks, and buildings filled with shops, food, and nightlife. If you haven't been downtown lately, come on down. Hungry? They've got you covered with dining options to suit everyone. There's always something going on, so come down and see all the progress being made in downtown Jackson. This message brought to you by American Title Company of Jackson.
To GOC and Tom Ratchford, high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Coldwater's going to kick here on fourth down, about six. Gage McGuire is the punter, the quarterback. And he boomed a beauty last time. Walker Plates back at the 10-yard line. Snap, a good one. Good kick, high. And Plate gets away from it and down in the end zone. Wow, they couldn't save it. It hit it about the 6 or 7 yard line and trickled into the end zone. Break there for Lumen. And they'll take over after the defensive stop.
Yeah, McGuire, that's a pretty good weapon for Coldwater. I remember in years past, too, they always had a good place kicker.
Jimmy's on the pregame, Denny's at halftime, Subway on the postgame show. Oh, teach out almost broke that, Tom.
Yeah, there's that little slide trap, and again, Lucas pulled and bumped him out, and just one stride away from maybe going the distance.
5 yards for teach out to the 25, and he was within a shoelace of running all the way to Jackson County.
Jerva checks back in on offense now for the Titans. Two kids came in, Carter Reynolds and Ross Jerva in for Lumen Christie. They're the two tight ends.
Keller in motion. And Thomas loose in the secondary. 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, 40, 30. Gone! 20, 10. Well, they're going to mark him out, I think. Wow. Thomas went 75 yards. They say he stepped out at the 27.
And again, a great call there and a great execution by the Titans, but the call by Sean Brogan. The two tight ends, Jerva and Carter Reynolds, that put Dayton Keller in the backfield. He went in motion to the left, and then they faked that way and brought the trap back to the right with Nick Thomas. And when they did that, that had the guard, Patrick Lucas, pull and lead that. He just annihilated the force man, and that allowed Thomas to run up the sideline almost 75 yards for the score, but he was marked out of bounds at the 27.
Joe Barrett rolling, looking wide open, caught 25 20 15 10, all the way down to the 5. Sair Johnson out of the backfield, and Lumen offense is rolling now. spot him at the 6-yard line. And goal to go for the Titans. Little flip to Sire Johnson, who slid out of the backfield. Tommy was wide open.
Yeah, now Nick Thomas back in along with Jack Kelly and Carter Reynolds. So a lot of, you know, the Titans don't have a huge roster. They've only got 33 kids, but they do have a lot of nice weapons here. And there's some diversity. It's not just one player all the time.
Yeah, they're shuffling in a lot of kids here. Nick Thomas hit hard right in the middle. Got it down to about the 3-yard line. Spotted between the 2 and the 3. Titans up 7-0 and knocking on the door, Ratch.
Well, think of the days a couple years ago when Kari Willis carried the ball
50 times.
And it was good. It was effective. It was fun. They were successful. But this seems to be better because they've got an awful lot of – now again, here's Keller in the backfield.
Teachout. They drive him, no whistle.
Nick Thomas drove him into the end zone.
Touchdown, Lumen.
Kind of like the Reggie Bush push.
Yeah, they just...
The give was to Teachout right off right guard at the 6-hole, and the tailback was Nick Thomas, and he drove right into the back of Johnny Teachout's shoulder pads, drove him into the end zone. He kept that pile moving. So at 9:46 to go in the second quarter, Luma Christie now leads 13-0.
That might be as hard as Teachout was hit all year. 2.5-yard run, Johnny Teachout. 13-0, Salazar. Out of the Barrett hole, the kick is up and good. 14-0 Lumen, 9:46 to go. First half from Coldwater, we're back in 30 seconds. On 970 and 101.5 FM.
Buy smart with Jackson.
This isn't just a catchy jingle. This is the way we do business at Eiselhart Nissan. This is Tracy Eiselhart, and I want to invite you to shop smart with Eiselhart. No pre-approval needed. In fact, we can get you a better rate, lower payment, and an all-around better experience at Eiselhart Nissan. Already have pre-approval? Let us show you our low rate and payments. We are ready to help you shop smart and buy smart at Eiselhart Nissan of Jackson.
Back to GOC and Tom Ratchford, high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
GOC Ratch, Josh Ankrell, our executive producer director tonight. 14-0 Lumen, Salazar. This is the angled kick. Not a good one, out of bounds.
Ball kicked out of bounds, flag on the play.
And Coldwater likely will take it at the 35. Salazar can kick it down there inside the 10. Go ahead and do it.
Ball is pounded at the 35-yard line, first down.
Out of town.
Yeah, in Monroe, 11:13 to go, second quarter. It's Monroe 13, Jackson High nothing.
First down, Cardinals, 35. There's that direct snap. Some running room. They slipped through this time. Beckhusen got out over the 40-yard line. Somebody kind of fanned on a tackle right at the line of scrimmage. And Beckhusen gets about 8 or 9 yards. If they keep this up, he will be an exhausted human being here shortly. He's run just about every play, and they pull him out of the lineup for a blow. Plus, he's playing defense. Snap the other way, and might have got a first down to the 45. Big Keegan Smith. And that'll be a first down at the 45-yard line. 9 minutes exactly left here in the first half on WKHM.
It's only 7:30.
Don't get your hopes up.
This is, well... This is flying.
First down, 46. Big room again out to the 50. Coldwater getting a nice seal on the last two running plays here to this near side of the field. You got a solid 4 yards there. Nick Thomas made the stop.
I think they're doing a good job with what they have. You know, every kid would rather see the ball thrown around. They'd rather, if you get, you talk to them, and just listening to some of the dads down here below us, they all want the ball to be, you know, wide spreads and throw it around. Oh,
big hip there.
He was de-cleated, that being.
Yep. Feet were up in the air.
That was 22, Braden Cook.
Nick Thomas. Third and a short three here for Coldwater. Big drive here for the Cardinals. They want to stay in here. 7.5 left to go on third. Coldwater jumps. That is a killer for them. You're running this offense. You cannot make those mistakes. Third and 2.5 goes to third and 7.5.
End of the first quarter from Michigan Center. It's Michigan Center 14, Addison 8.
That game on K105.3.
And the end of the first quarter, Grand Rapids West Catholic leads Comstock Park 21-0. Also in the Hunger Bowl at Northwest, at the end of the first quarter, Western leads Northwest 7-0.
Coldwater now third down, a long seven. Try to run it outside, and they turn the corner, got a first down.
Matt Gipple on that carry for Coldwater. Very nice run up the left side.
A little kind of a twist off what they've been running.
Yep.
They handed it to a slot man. And
perhaps got one of the Titan defenders that's responsible for that outside to bite a little bit.
Well, Tyron Kane looked like he had an angle and just never got there. 42-yard line. Beck Husen up the middle. Good play there by Lucas. Patrick Lucas. Super tackle in the middle right at the 40. Gain of about 2 for their leading ball carrier, Damon Beck Husen. He is a junior. .6:25 left in the first half. 14-0 Lumen. After really kind of a sluggish first quarter, they got it cranked up in the second quarter here. Now Coldwater driving at the Lumen 40. And they run it.
Nobody saw he's got the ball.
All the way down to the 15-yard line.
Griffin Olmstead. I happened to see that. He ran to the right. Everybody else was flowing that way. He stopped and come back to the left, and nobody saw him. And again, that man, and I don't know if it was Kane's responsibility. I think it is. You have to stay home. You have Biaker, bootleg, end around, counter, and reverse. And if that's your job, baby, you better stay there and play it. And that spot was vacated. And good run there by Griffin Olmstead.
Here's Becky or McGuire, hands it off. Kane gets blocked right off his pegs. He was there to make the play and did not do a good job, really, of stuffing that play up. They mark it at the 16-yard line, so not just a couple yards. Lumen trying to dig in here, but very nice drive put together by the Cardinals. They're at the 16-yard line. Let's go, is Beckhusen. Can he turn the corner? No. Good job, Bobby Willis came up.
Yeah, you get the feeling that Coldwater is just trying to stretch. These are out of the box formation, the old Notre Dame box, single wing, if you will. They're just trying to stretch the Titans out and find a little seam, and good play there by Bobby Willis, as Greg mentioned. He was able to come up and make the tackle, and now that sets down a third and medium, but they are in four down zone as they're down inside the scoring zone, down to the Titan 13.
Third down and five. Go in motion up the middle. Not much there. Nick Thomas all over that running play on the fake, and McGuire kept it.
Nick Thomas, Keegan Smith down at the bottom of the pile.
11-yard line will be fourth and a long two, short three for the Cardinals.
Field goal unit.
Looks like they're going to kick a field goal. What do you think?
Well, I think number 10 is going to kick it. His name is Muhammad Salem.
Boy, you're not going to get down here this often. Tom, you're down 14. I got to go for it here. Here's the snap. Good. Kick is up. That looks good and is. Coldwater on the board with a field goal. 14-3, 4 minutes to go in the first half. Back in 30 seconds on WKHM, WKHM.com.
Denny's hand-pressed 100% beef burgers look good, like really good. And starting at only $6.99, a bacon Gouda burger, a spicy sriracha burger. Those flavors alone will have you questioning, wait, these burgers are from Denny's? And even after you eat one of these burgers with fries for only $6.99, you'll still question, wait, these burgers are from Denny's? The answer is yes, these burgers are from Denny's. Get a burger and fries starting at $6.99 only at Denny's. For a limited time only, price and participation may vary.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Back at Coldwater, Cardinal Field, 14-3. As Coldwater able to kick that field goal of 24 yards. And here's the kick. It's into a dead area. Picked up by the Titans, 20-25. Good run back out to the 27 by Brock Fitzpatrick. And the Titans. In a familiar position with the football, a couple minutes left in the half. And just enough time to maneuver down the field for a score. We've seen it 8 million times. Joe Barrett, the senior, fakes, and there goes Thomas, 40, 50, never catch him. 30, 20, 10, touchdown Lumen. No flags. 73-yard touchdown scamper for number 10, Nick Thomas. I don't know if anybody laid a glove on him. Off right tackle. Tom Long gone.
Yeah, that's a thing of beauty for Lumen Christie, and it really silences this enormous crowd here at Cardinal Field.
That didn't take long. 3:56 still left in the half. Salazar, extra point. Up and good. Wow. Like a bolt there, Nick Thomas. And he has racked three long runs here in the first half for Nicky. 21-3 Lumen, back in 30 on WKHL. Last time he tried that little angle kick in the dead area, really was not close to laying it on the field, kicked it out of bounds. does the same thing. And here's the run back, 20-25. The return man fell down. Not all the way down. He was able to kind of brace himself, get back up, but then the kick team all over him. Jerva, Kyer Johnson, Kane, Teach out.
You know, you look at the scoreboard, it's 21-3, but if you were here, it was kind of a struggle for the Titans.
No, the first quarter was.
Yeah, and then
looks like they can really almost score
it. Yeah, but you really had yourself, you know, concerned. You're thinking, can they move the ball against these guys?
Well, they can. First down, Coldwater, 28. Beck Husen out to the 33-yard line. Gets about four on first down. Clock runs, 3:40 to go till halftime. GOC, Tom Ranchford, Josh Ankrell, all the scores tomorrow. Sports Saturday program. Now heard on 970, 101.5, and 101.9. Saturdays 8 to 10. For Polly's Country Markets and Denny's Restaurant. Airport Road. Denny's with us at halftime. Second, six. And the quarterback keeps it. McGuire close to a first down. Out near the 39-yard line.
Brendan Doan and I think Walker Plate down at the bottom of the pile.
Plate got a piece of him. Might bring the chain in here. Clock running, 2:40. Oh, they give him a first down. Tom out of town.
Yeah, I just heard from Captain Steve Boyle from 105.3 over at Michigan Center. Center has scored again, so at 2:24 to go in the first half, it's Michigan Center 21, Addison 8.
39-yard line here. McGuire hands it off. Lumen missed a tackle, and they get it all the way out. 47-yard line. 46, they'll mark it. Again, Titans continue to shuffle players in, trying to keep kids fresh. A lot of kids going both ways. But we've seen some new numbers out there. Right now, Hunter Denton's playing defense. Don't see that all the time. Carter Reynolds back in. Go to the up man, and he's got a first down midfield. But can they keep doing this and score? The clock is down 143.
Hunter Denton with the unassisted tackle in the middle of the field. You don't usually see a defensive tackle make one of those.
Nick Thomas shaken up, trickling off the field. Here's Beck Husen. Oh, he's dragged down just a yard there.
Thomas went right to the trainer and laid on his back, and the trainer is stretching his hamstring.
Good tackle. Walker Plate for the Titans came up. Keegan Smith was there. He's out there now next to Big Keller. They've really been running away from Dayton Keller. Second nine, under a minute to go. And they pitch it, they fumble it, and a good job this time by Kane. Came up out of the secondary, 6-yard loss back to the 45.
Well, Kane's the force man, and the force didn't have to be made because they mishandled the ball, and it bounced. And fortunately for Coldwater, it bounced right back up into his arms. But Tyron Kane was there to make the tackle along with three or four other Titans. That'll set up a third down and long.
Just 25 seconds, clock running. No urgency at all here for Coldwater. Beck Husen looks like he's going to take the snap. We're down to 10 seconds. No snap yet. Now a whistle and a timeout, Coldwater. Wow, why take a timeout now? You just wasted about 30 seconds. Tom, out of town.
Yeah, at the Jackson High game down in Monroe, Exire Edwards just went 25 yards on a touchdown run. The PAT was good. So 5 minutes and 22 seconds to go in the first half. It is Jackson Monroe 13 and Jackson High 7.
Well, that was good. There was about 40 seconds there. Coldwater just had some confusion. They let the clock run and run and run and finally took a timeout. We have 9 seconds left.
Or maybe they don't want to give the ball back to Lumen Christie.
Third and 15. They won't now. But I guess...
They probably
don't have to be reminded they're down 21-3.
I also watched the side judge. Yeah, but you don't want to make it 28-3 by doing something stupid. I watched the side judge, too. There was a little problem. There were some extra people down there in the coaching staff for Coldwater, and it's very specific. They've got to be behind that white line in that red zone.
And they just run up the middle, and that'll be the end of the first half. Olmstead for two. They let the clock run out, and we are at halftime.
Therefore, they didn't have to punt. You know, say what you will, but I'd rather be down 21-3 than being down 28-3 because Lumen Christie could score, and you probably aren't going to have Coldwater in a minute or so go 50 yards.
Explosive second quarter for Lumen Christie, and they lead here at halftime 21-3. And we are back at halftime for Denny's. Breakfast all the time at Denny's. Open 24/7. Take a 4-minute break. We'll be back. Also checking the out-of-town board on 970 101.5 FM.
Denny's hand-pressed 100% beef burgers look good, like really good. And starting at only $6.99, a bacon Gouda burger, a spicy sriracha burger. Those flavors alone will have you questioning, wait, these burgers are from Denny's? And even after you eat one of these burgers with fries for only $6.99, you'll still question, wait, these burgers are from Denny's? The answer is yes, these burgers are from Denny's. Get a burger and fries starting at $6.99 only at Denny's. For a limited time only, price and participation may vary.
Have you ever met one of the Jimmies from Jimmy's Towing and Automotive Service? You know, the men and women who never sleep when you're on the road. The Jimmies at Jimmy's Towing and Automotive Service take pride in providing you with fast, prompt, and personal service when you need them the most. Plus, the Jimmies at Jimmy's Towing and Automotive Service don't just tow wherever you need to go. They'll get your vehicle back on the road with their incredible automotive service department. Jimmy's Towing and Automotive Service, more than a towing company.
Advanced Fluid Technologies, a proud member of the Jackson community and proud to be a longtime supporter of high school athletics. Advanced Fluid Technologies has the latest technology in extreme heavy-duty machining and grinding coolants designed for use on ferrous and non-ferrous applications and for stainless and exotic metals. Advanced Fluid Technologies believes in keeping manufacturing a part of Jackson. Successful manufacturing means a successful Jackson. Advanced Fluid Technologies.
Let me ask you a quick question. Have you been putting it off? And by it, I mean filling out that college application, scholarship, or financial aid form. Hey, they can be intimidating. What if I fill it out wrong? How do I make sure it's not red flag? Well, that's easy. Your free assistance is available thanks to the College and Career Access Center inside the Jackson Crossing Mall. Their mission is to help you get the post-high school accreditation, training, or degree you need to be successful in life. The College and Career Access Center. Help for all ages.
It's no secret that comfortable employees are more productive than uncomfortable ones. Keep productivity up and your employees motivated by properly heating and cooling throughout the year. Contact the experts at Ajax Heating and Air Conditioning. For four generations, Ajax has been designing, installing, and maintaining quality systems for commercial businesses. Ajax Heating and Air Conditioning, family owned and operated. Call 784-6149. Online at ajaxheatingcooling.com. Ajax Heating and Air Conditioning, the home for indoor comfort.
Buy smart with Eisel Hart Nissan of Jackson.
This isn't just a catchy jingle. This is the way we do business at Eisel Hart Nissan. This is Tracy Eisel Hart, and I want to invite you to shop smart with Eisel Hart. No pre-approval needed. In fact, we can get you a better rate, lower payment, and an all-around better experience at Eisel Hart Nissan. Already have pre-approval? Let us show you our low rate and payments. We are ready to help you shop smart and buy smart at Eisel Hart Nissan of Jackson.
Orthopedic Rehab Specialists has the Jackson area's highest rated physical therapy clinics with a 98% patient satisfaction rating. For over 31 years, ORS has treated nagging back pain, knee pain, shoulder and neck pain, sports and work injuries, and total joint replacement therapy. So when your doctor recommends physical therapy, choose ORS. That's Orthopedic Rehab Specialists. Call us today at 877-202-2175 or visit us online at orsmi.com.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
GOC, Tom Ransford. Back at Coldwater. 21-3, Lumen here at the half. Another big half for Nick Thomas. Offense and defense. I didn't like seeing him kind of trickle off at the end there. I think he was okay. He was under his own power. He was kind of trudging over to the sidelines, and they gave him a blow right at the end there on defense. Thomas had one run of about 80 yards. That they said he stepped out of bounds. That had to be barely at the 27, or he would have 150 on two carries. He ran 173. For a score. And Lumen, after a slow start on offense in the first quarter, got it rolling in the second quarter, and Coldwater kicked that field goal in the next play after the kickoff, but Thomas goes 73. And I'm sure Coldwater, their group, probably questioning, maybe not, that they went for a field goal. They had a fourth and two down there around just inside the 10-yard line. You're down 14-0. I was surprised that they went for three, hit the field goal, and then Thomas, about 15 seconds later, ran one 73 yards. Michigan, Western Michigan tomorrow. That's at noon here on WKHM. Noon kickoff, so our coverage starts at 11 here. And Michigan State tomorrow night, late game. 9:15 pregame for the 10:45 kickoff, MSU and Arizona State on 101.9. And again, we have all the scores for you. Tomorrow morning, Sports Saturday program from 8 to 10 o'clock right here. Take a break. Denny's here at halftime. We'll be back in 3 minutes. We'll check the out-of-town board.
Denny's hand-pressed 100% beef burgers look good, like really good. And starting at only $6.99, a bacon Gouda burger, a spicy sriracha burger. Those flavors alone will have you questioning, wait, these burgers are from Denny's? And even after you eat one of these burgers with fries for only $6.99, you'll still question, wait, these burgers are from Denny's? The answer is yes, these burgers are from Denny's. Get a burger and fries starting at $6.99 only at Denny's. For a limited time only, price and participation may vary.
Let me ask you a quick question. Have you been putting it off? And by it, I mean filling out that college application, scholarship, or financial aid form. Hey, they can be intimidating. What if I fill it out wrong? How do I make sure it's not red flag? Well, that's easy. Your free assistance is available thanks to the College and Career Access Center inside the Jackson Crossing Mall. Their mission is to help you get the post-high school accreditation, training, or degree you need to be successful in life. The College and Career Access Center. Help for all ages. It's no secret that comfortable employees are more productive than uncomfortable ones. Keep productivity up and your employees motivated by properly heating and cooling throughout the year. Contact the experts at Ajax Heating and Air Conditioning. For four generations, Ajax has been designing, installing, and maintaining quality systems for commercial businesses. Ajax Heating and Air Conditioning, family-owned and operated. Call 784-6149. Online at ajaxheatingcooling.com. Ajax Heating and Air Conditioning, the home for indoor comfort.
On the radio, you make the call on DPI and more on the radio. It's all next on This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. Hi again, everyone. I'm John Johnson, and welcome to This Week in High School Sports. There are so many things about high school sports that help celebrate its local nature and community spirit, and one of them is local radio coverage of games on stations like you're listening to right now. And as this new sports season gets underway, there are a couple of stations celebrating a milestone together, as this fall marks the 77th consecutive year they will be broadcasting local school games. WTCM came on the air in 1941 up in Traverse City and has been a family affair for its entire existence, owned and operated by the Biederman family. When Les Biederman launched that station in January that year, community members immediately expressed interest in the station broadcasting high school basketball games. The first conversations with Traverse City school officials were positive, so plans were executed for the broadcast. But shortly before the game, the story goes, Biederman was told the broadcast was off because of a fear that no one would read the story of the game in the local newspaper the next day. Jack O'Malley, the current program director at the station and a veteran high school play-by-play man himself, picks it up from there.
Well, the town had already been told, and they'd been promoting the fact that this would happen. So at 7 o'clock, when they were supposed to go on the air, they announced that said, we were going to do the game tonight, but permission has been revoked, so we can't do it. And then they left the microphones open so that everybody could hear the basketball dribbling, the crowd cheering. And about 15 minutes later, the superintendent was at Les's door saying that the phones have gone crazy, you've got to do the game. And they started with the game, and we've been doing high school sports ever since.
Now let's go across Lake Michigan to the westernmost town in our state, Ironwood, where WJMS had already been on the air for 10 years, but 1941 being the first year of records found of the station covering high school basketball. Over the years, WJMS gave birth to some great sports announcers, most notably the recently deceased Bob Olson, who did play-by-play of Michigan Tech hockey for 35 years, and Joe Blake, who went on to Marquette to fame as a college hockey announcer for Northern Michigan. But the current-day announcer at the station, Rod Halverson, told us it was a third talent, Harry Rizzi, from whom he learned how to wrap his arms around the local teams.
He made the games really personable. He would get to know the players by their first names. He wouldn't just use their last names. He would use first names sometimes, and that's how close he got to the programs, is that he would sometimes broadcast a game and use a lot of the first name of the players, which I thought was really a nice touch. I'm doing some of that now, and I'm trying to emulate the two guys before me, Harry Rivy and Gary Aho.
There's a lot more to this story, and you can check out my piece this week on the second half page of the MHSAA website. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to This Week in High School Sports.
Do you need money for college? Michigan Student Aid is Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. They administer scholarships, grants, college savings programs, and other resources that help make college accessible, affordable, and achievable for you. See how they can help you today by visiting michigan.gov/mystudentaid and connect with Michigan Student Aid on Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, and Instagram.
Our weekly Be the Referee segment takes a look into the fine art of officiating with Sam Davis.
Let's check out your knowledge of high school football rules with You Make the Call. The quarterback drops back to pass, and his intended receiver gets a step on the cornerback. As the ball approaches the receiver, the defensive player sticks his hands and arms out in front of the receiver's face without contact. The receiver loses sight of the ball, and the pass falls to the ground. What's the call? A National High School Playing Rule instituted last year removed the penalty of face guarding without contact. The change brought high school football rules in line with collegiate and professional rules. The pass is incomplete, and there's no flag for defensive pass interference.
Thanks, Sam. You can be a referee. Go online now to MHSAA.com to register. And now a closing word about our topic of the day. It was always a big thing growing up to watch the local radio guys show up at the gym, and even now as the landscape morphs with new local legends behind the microphones and a new delivery system in some places, the internet, radio broadcasts of high school athletic events are still something that will continue to set these games apart from other youth sports, adding value to and preaching the values of these educational endeavors. Join us again next time for another edition of This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for listening, everyone. I'm John Johnson. We'll see you next time.
Denny's hand-pressed 100% beef burgers look good, like really good. And starting at only $6.99, a bacon Gouda burger, a spicy sriracha burger. Those flavors alone will have you questioning, wait, these burgers are from Denny's? And even after you eat one of these burgers with fries for only $6.99, you'll still question, wait, these burgers are from Denny's? The answer is yes, these burgers are from Denny's. Get a burger and fries starting at $6.99 only at Denny's. For a limited time only, price and participation may vary.
Buy smart with Eisel Heart Nissan of Jackson.
This isn't just a catchy jingle. This is the way we do business at Eisel Heart Nissan. This is Tracy Eisel Heart, and I want to invite you to shop smart with Eisel Heart. No pre-approval needed. In fact, we can get you a better rate, lower payment, and an all-around better experience at Eisel Heart Nissan. Already have pre-approval? Let us show you our low rate and payments. We are ready to help you shop smart and buy smart at Eisel Heart Nissan of Jackson.
Orthopedic Rehab Specialist has the Jackson area's highest rated physical therapy clinics with a 98% patient satisfaction rating. For over 31 years, ORS has treated nagging back pain, knee pain, shoulder and neck pain, sports and work injuries, and total joint replacement therapy. So when your doctor recommends physical therapy, choose ORS. That's Orthopedic Rehab Specialist. Call us today at 877-202-2175 or visit us online at orsmi.com.
Advanced Fluid Technologies, a proud member of the Jackson community and proud to be a longtime supporter of high school athletics. Advanced Fluid Technologies has the latest technology in extreme heavy-duty machining and grinding coolants designed for use on ferrous and non-ferrous applications and for stainless and exotic metals. Advanced Fluid Technologies believes in keeping manufacturing a part of Jackson. Successful manufacturing means a successful Jackson. Advanced Fluid Technologies.
Buy smart with Eisel Heart Nissan of Jackson.
This isn't just a catchy jingle. This is the way we do business at Eisel Heart Nissan. This is Tracy Eisel Heart, and I want to invite you to shop smart with Eisel Heart. No pre-approval needed. In fact, we can get you a better rate, lower payment, and an all-around better experience at Eisel Heart Nissan. Already have pre-approval? Let us show you our low rate and payments. We are ready to help you shop smart and buy smart at Eisel Heart Nissan of Jackson.
Orthopedic Rehab Specialist has the Jackson area's highest rated physical therapy clinics with a 98% patient satisfaction rating. For over 31 years, ORS has treated nagging back pain, knee pain, shoulder and neck pain, sports and work injuries, and total joint replacement therapy. So when your doctor recommends physical therapy, choose ORS. That's Orthopedic Rehab Specialist. Call us today at 877-202-2175 or visit us online at orsmi.com.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Welcome back. 21-3 here at the half.
I'm see, not choking, Greg.
See if I can cough down.
He's choking at his own volition.
Yeah. I'm choking down a pizza. Don't tell anybody.
Very seldom do I enjoy the press box type food that people put out, but this is from Short's Pizza here in Coldwater, and it's pretty doggone good.
It's very good. I wish I could give you some, Josh. It is good. 21-3 here, Lumen. Time out of town. We've got some scores.
On the drive over, you just said you were telling me on the way back, on the way down here, that you didn't enjoy as much pizza as you used to. But you're enjoying it tonight.
I coughed that one down pretty good.
Halftime score here is Lumen Christi 21, Coldwater 3. Down in Monroe, Jackson High is trailing Monroe. It's still 13-7, Monroe in the lead. So Jackson High very much in the game. The last score I have from the Hunger Bowl at Northwest was the end of the first quarter, and I think it's a tight one. I haven't seen any other score come in, and it's Western 7 and Northwest nothing. And that's one of those you throw the doggone record book out when Western and Northwest get together.
Throw it out.
Also in the Interstate 8 at the
half. Pizza is good.
Also in the Interstate 8 at the half, it is Marshall 7 and Battle Creek Penfield 7. Nothing in on the Harper Creek Hastings game. In the Rugged Cascades, Michigan Center leads Addison 28-8. Grass Lake leads Vandercook 35-6. And it is Manchester 29, Grass Lake 8. Also in the Big 8, it's Jonesville 20, Homer 14.
Wow. That Manchester score, shocker, Tom.
29-8 over East Jackson. Both.
Oh, you said Grass Lake.
Yeah, Grass Lake is leading Vandercook. Pretty okay. Bad. End of the first quarter, it's 35-6.
Here's the kick. 13-yard line, run back 25. Good coverage by Lumen as they knock down Braden Cook.
Dalton Langley again on the tackle.
Very good special teams player for Lumen. 35, Dalton Langley.
Wasn't very long.
Dalton or Dalton?
Wasn't very long ago. Dalton Langley was in the neighborhood as a kind of a little guy, and now he's around playing all these special teams, doing a very good job. He'll come in with the second string and run the ball a little bit.
There's the direct snap, and they get nothing on first down, half yard. Again, they've really had their quarterback, Gage McGuire, most of the time is at tight end. Sometimes he's in the slot. He very rarely, and if he takes the snap, he usually runs it. They just do not throw the ball. One time in the first half. They're 2-for-7 for the year. Quarterback fake, and he gets out to the 29-yard line, pickup of about 3.
Now, I think they're serpentining out of the huddle where the strong side will go to where the play is going. They'll have a strong tackle and a weak side tackle. That time they were unbalanced, but they motioned back away from the unbalance to balance it out. We got to ask Coach Jeff Scorfar what the heck he's doing there.
Third down about 7 here for Coldwater. First series of the second half. They fake, they run up the middle, and they might have a first down. That was Gage McGuire, fake to the slot man coming around, ran it right up the middle, first down.
Hey, Greg, a couple Lansing scores. We don't really follow them much anymore. Lansing Catholic leads Eaton Rapids 42-0 at the half. And East Lansing leads Grand Ledge 16-7 near the end of the first half.
Well, first down for Coldwater. Big third down run by Gage McGuire. They go to Beck Hewson. And he's into the secondary, 40, 41, 42-yard line. Keller was in on the tackle. Bobby Willis might have got a piece of him there. Bring up a second and about 4.
In a game that Lumen Christi fans are interested in, Grand Rapids West Catholic is leading Comstock Park 21-7. and that is a halftime score.
On second down, just about nothing, maybe a yard here. They went off to Olmstead there. Fake to Beck using this time. Olmstead, a rare carry, but not much. Got about a foot.
Halftime score from the Thumb. Just to continue our Saturday morning conversation, it's the Vandals. It's Reese over Vassar, 21-0. No, Reese wasn't the Vandals. That was Merrill. Reese was leading the Vulcans of Vassar, 21-0 at the half. And I'm checking on that Western Northwest score up in the Hunger Bowl.
Third and a long three. Fake to Beck, Houston, back to throw. Got a man wide open in the flat. That'll be a first down. Their third reception of the year is to Griffin Olmstead.
Pretty good ball player.
And the quarterback got buried back there, but he just able to get it off. Titan 49-yard line and a nice drive to start this third quarter for the Cardinals. Paced by Gage McGuire. The senior at about 190. Outstanding basketball player. McGuire hands it off. Pretty good tackle there. Nick Thomas. Brendan Doan. Second down and eight coming up for the Cards. Just about 8 minutes to go, and these two offenses, there's not a lot of throwing. That clock goes fast. McGuire.
Ball.
Fumble. Ball is loose. The Gloomin has it, and they do. The Titans recover. A faulty snap.
Dayton Keller ended up with it. That was that little, in the single wing, that little box formation snap goes to the direct fullback up back. He wasn't very far away, maybe two steps away, but he didn't catch the ball, and Dayton Keller was able to recover it for Lumen Christi. So Titans lead 21-3, 7:51 to go in the third quarter. Got the ball right at midfield at the Coldwater 48.
Joe Barrett up the middle. Teach out. Has about a five spot.
You know, that's a good quick hitting play right there. It's just a fullback dive at five. And good blocking up front with the center, Ian Moran, and those guards, Tommy Putman and Lucas, Patrick Lucas. The tackles, Keegan Smith on the left, Hunter Denton on the right. A lot of times there's two tight ends, are Carter Reynolds, Dayton Keller, Ross Jerva comes in and plays tight end when Keller goes into the backfield, which happens quite often. Well, that's a pretty doggone good offensive line.
I would say so. Two fakes, back to throw. Keller knocked down. That pass was behind him. Keller's upset. It looked like he kind of got horse-collared there, Tom. But no call. It'll bring up a third down. Really, Barrett has to wait a split second there. You're breaking past the defender. Wait till he gets open, and he threw it behind him.
Ryan Painter out. Jack Kelly in for the Titans.
Kelly, a little playmaker.
Yeah, he's a good blocker. I don't know if he's caught a ball yet. He may have, but he does a good job blocking. Now flanked wide to the left is Kelly.
Third and six. Lumen shifts two tight ends, and they motion Keller, and they jump offside. Coldwater jumps. Free 5 yards.
Kind of frantic there, actually, by Lumen Christi, because they double shifted two of the Titans. I think Reynolds and Dayton Keller went to the left before they were set, and then once they set, then Dayton Keller came back into the motion to the right, and Joe Barrett kept barking the signals. Nobody moved, and one of the tackles, probably Connor Hanna, the 210-pound senior right tackle for Coldwater, jump, sets up third and one.
Third and a yard. First down, Teachout. Johnny Teachout up the middle. They've run that quick little fullback alley very successfully, Tom.
Yeah, that's a very tough play. It's probably in my...
Teachout looks like he's made for that.
Yeah, in my estimation, the best play in football. You see all these spread formations and all this nonsense.
Come on, you love the spread.
With spread, all that gap blocking and scoops and swaps and zones, and you just boom, you hit them with a quick hitter right up the middle.
Tom, you're all shotgun.
No.
First down. Back to pass, Barrett. Wide open, and he missed. Walker Plate was wide open at the 10-yard line. You got to complete that one, Tom. There was nobody there.
Yeah, Coldwater bit on that play-action fake, which was very well done. And Plate had, he was wide open. He ran right past the defender, and Joe just couldn't get him the ball.
You just got to lay it up there. When you're so open like that, Tom, you lay it up, and he could have made a fair catch down there at the 10. Joe did not put enough air under it. Keller in motion. Second and 10. Nick Thomas back in. That's his first carry of the second half. Again, he was shaken up towards the end of the first half. Now, he did play defense here, but he might get limited carries here in the second half.
I would think that you wouldn't want to risk it. Brought down very, very forcefully by Dylan Minton from Coldwater.
Third and 8. We're down to 6 minutes left here in the third. Titans up 21-3. Pitch to Thomas. Has a block from Teachout. Has a first down. Down to the 21-yard line. Nick Thomas.
Griffin Homestead and Austin Santour on the tackle.
Sure fire, All-State. Both sides of the football, Nick Thomas. And the clock runs with 5:50. Titans now threatening. That was a 3rd and 8. Thomas got about 10 on the pitch sweep. Go the other way this time. This is a touchdown. Nobody touches Sire Johnson.
Sire Johnson in for the Titans touchdown.
21 yards.
Wow. So 5:34 to go in the third quarter. Lumen Christie scores on a 21-yard touchdown run off the right side, untouched by Kyer Johnson. So Lumen Christie leads 27-3, pending this PAT by Austin Salazar.
Hold it, Tom.
Kevin Salazar.
Thank you. Missed the extra point. So it stays 27-3. We're back in 30 seconds on WKHM, WKHM.com.
Advanced Fluid Technologies, a proud member of the Jackson community and proud to be a longtime supporter of high school athletics. Advanced Fluid Technologies has the latest technology in extreme heavy-duty machining and grinding coolants designed for use on ferrous and non-ferrous applications and for stainless and exotic metals. Advanced Fluid Technologies believes in keeping manufacturing a part of Jackson. Successful manufacturing means a successful Jackson. Advanced Fluid Technologies.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
With Tom Ratchford, Greg O'Connor. And it's all Titans here, 27-3. They are home, Lumen Christie, next week to Northwest. Peek at the schedule here. Northwest
will be
Lumen,
there.
Jackson at Dexter, Harper Creek at Western, Columbia at Blissfield, Hillsdale at Onsted, Horton at Grass Lake, EJ at Addison, Michigan Center travels to Manchester, Vandy at Napoleon next week, Concord at Bronson, Springport at Homer. in the Big 8. Kevin Salazar kicks one into the end zone. That'll be brought back out to the 20-yard line.
Couple of scores, Greg. In the Lenawee, Ida leads Columbia Central 14-0, and that's with 8.5 to go in the third quarter. In a halftime score, Blissfield is pounding Onstead. It's Blissfield 44, Onstead 8 at the half in the Lenawee.
Hey, halftime, we didn't get to this. Nick Thomas, 11 carries, 193, two touchdowns in the first half. Again, he'll get very limited service here. He might get over the 200-yard mark. They run a little flanker around. Blooming Christie gets blocked very well. They run it out to the 40. Very good blocking at the point of attack.
Yeah, and I think with the series of fakes there in the old Notre Dame box, it's nothing that you can work on or practice really to get you ready to play tonight. So you just have to read your keys and trust them. And it does seem to be that every time Coldwater advances the ball, it's in that area with that group of guys.
So the Cardinals get a first down. They had a nice drive really to start the quarter, and they fumbled the third and long play. Beck Hughes, and ooh, was he hit.
Nick Thomas.
Ouch. Nick Thomas down low, laid the lumber on Beck Hughes. And got a yard. Yeah, Thomas can play. He's going to the Air Force Academy. And he will be fun to follow. Hard-nosed player. 4:50 left here in the third. Titans up 27-3. You're just joining us on 970, 101.5 FM. Beautiful downtown Coldwater and a whistle. Timeout Coldwater so we can take a break here for 60 seconds. And we're right back on WKHM, WKHM.com.
Want to join the Jackson YMCA? Now's the time. Take advantage of the join fee special running September 4th through November 10th. All join fees will be $10. That's a savings of up to $90. What comes with your Jackson YMCA membership? You get access to both Y locations, free childcare while you work out downtown, free featured group exercise classes, access to participating Ys nationwide. With a Y membership, there is no annual contract, so give the Y a try. Call 782-0537 or stop by either branch to sign up today.
This is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you, Jackson County, to the fall high school sports season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest Go Mounties.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Here's a pass intercepted by Lumen, and the run back by Willis, and very wisely just runs it out of bounds. Pass by McGuire was overthrown, and Willis was back playing center field, picked it off easily. Just ran it out of bounds, 47-yard line. Bobby Willis with his second pass interception of the season for Lumen Christie.
Bobby Willis has become one of the Titans' leaders. Certainly the leader on the field emotionally and physically is Nick Thomas. But talking to the coaches before the game, they do feel that Joe Barrett has come a long way in his growth. But Bobby Willis is he's the kid a lot of the teammates look up to.
Painter split wide out to the left. Thomas is off the field. Here's Teach out. He is buried. He keeps running. They don't blow the whistle, and he's up to the 50. Looks like he was going to lose two, and he got gained about two or three.
Dylan Minton just held on to him for dear life and brought him down after a gain of about two, but a good run there, Johnny Teachout.
Tackle was made by 62, Dylan Minton.
Tough, tough runner. You know, the last couple of years it was Kyle Minder at that position, and
oh,
you know how great he was.
That
but
was made for him.
You know, Teachout, in the few carry, how many did he have the first half? A handful of carries?
Just two. Two for eight.
A small hand.
He's got three or four here in this half. They pitch it back to Johnson. Sheds a tackle, and he's got a first down.
He shed a tackle, but he also eluded, eluded the tackle by Dylan Taggart.
That's what I meant. Yeah, he just stepped right around it. He didn't really shed it.
Not really. He tiptoed just inside of him, made Taggart miss.
Tom, once he gets going.
Yeah, he needs to be in the open field. He's an open field type kid.
Got it down to the 40, and that was about 11 for a first down. 3:20 to go, and all Lumen here, 27-3. Titans on pace to score 34 again this week. Barrett, there's Teachout. Just puts his nose right into the middle of the line and grinds out 2 or 3 yards. Now that's your kind of play, Ratch.
You got that right. A couple of other scores in the SEC, Jackson High's league. It's a crossover night. Saline is leading Ypsilanti Lincoln 31-7. East Grand Rapids took a 14-0 lead against Muskegon, but Muskegon has roared back, and just before the half, they have tied at 14. East Grand Rapids and Muskegon.
Second and six. They pitch it to Johnson the other way, and he's dragged down. Got his jersey. No, they're going to call possibly a horse collar there.
He had him by the shirt, and the shirt was stretching.
Let's see.
I thought the official pointed to the head. It was thrown by the side judge right in front of Coach Herb Brogan.
It's against Coldwater. They're talking about it.
Anyway, Johnson got in the open field off the left side, and he ran, and he got grabbed a hold of. I really thought the Coldwater defensive player had him by the shirt, by the collar of the shirt, and not the pads.
They're waving it off.
Possibly I was right. You could see the shirt. You could see it stretch. And that, of course, is not a violation.
Bring up a third, about three here for Lumen. Johnson almost broke away. And that defender got a hold of his jersey, but the official is right in front of it, and the guy standing right there about 4 yards away was going to call a horse collar, and he got overruled by the white hat.
Well, the guy that threw the flag that thought it was a horse collar was facing... Johnson was facing him, so he saw something stretch, but he couldn't see as he reached up in the neck area. That guy could not possibly have seen what we saw from this side of the field.
Call it delay of game against Lumen. Kind of a bizarre delay of game after the officials had that meeting. Clock runs, 1:45 to go in the third, and it's 3rd and 8. And Barrett rolls and looks, and he's going to run, and he's down to about the 33. It'll bring up a 4th and 3. I don't see Lumen punting.
Or they punted once on the first drive of the night.
Wasn't very pretty, as I recall. I think it was less than 20 yards.
At the beginning of the third quarter in the Rugged Cascades Conference, It's Hanover Horton 6, Napoleon nothing.
Legendary rivalry there. Usually in basketball, yeah. Though. Here's a fourth down. Oh, Thomas is just lit up. Taggart just destroyed Nick Thomas.
Well, that's Coldwater's best player against Lumen Christie's best player. And I'll be honest, Nick Thomas got de-cleated by Dylan Taggart.
And on fourth down, they turn it back over to the Cardinals. With 45 seconds left here in the third. Again, we'll have all the scores tomorrow, 8 to 10, Sports Saturday program. Now heard here on WKHM, 101.5 and 101.9. Cards run one for about 6 yards out to the 39. Thomas on the tackle. Kind of that wingman around, it's almost a delay or kind of a, I call it a mini reverse. And that's been pretty successful.
In the late, great Jim Crowley days when we were playing back 45 years ago, that would have been a counter at 8.
Yeah. And the clock's going to run out here. So third quarter is history. Let's take a break. 27-3. Lumen Christie back in a minute on WKHL.
Every day is a great day to be a Viking. Believe the hype. Hello, this is Jeff Beal, superintendent for Jackson Public Schools, and I have never been more excited to begin a school year. Construction is beginning around the district with new and expanded programming from caring young fives through innovative early college options. Jackson Public Schools is committed to the success of your student. We are building a safer, stronger 21st century district. Join the excitement and enroll today. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
Looking for a new way to reward your employees? Tired of the same old company picnics? Add some adrenaline to your event and move it to the Jackson Speedway. Whether you're looking for a team-building event or an innovative, fast-paced fundraiser, the Jackson Speedway can customize an event specifically for your team. For more info, log on to jacksonspeedway.net. They'll provide everything you need from safety equipment and carts. You just need to bring your appetite for speed. Your next fundraiser, team builder, or gather awaits at jacksonspeedway.net.
Back to GOC and Tom Ratchford, high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Fourth quarter set to commence, 27-3. We were 21-3 at the half. Second down, Coldwater. They need about three. Run the same play the other way. No. McGuire kept it, or that was Beckhusen hitting the backfield.
I think
they lost a yard.
I think defensive coordinator Tony Panici up here just sent down a pretty good stunt there. Joe Williams on the field called it for the Titans, and they did get penetration there and stopped Coldwater in their tracks.
Third and five. McGuire back to throw. Throws it long, and that is knocked away beautifully by Bobby Willis, who came over from the safety spot.
He knocked it away, but he batted it in the air, which is a very bad mistake because that thing is, you're taught, defensive backs are taught to bat it into the ground. You don't want to be tipping it into the air because it can be caught on the deflection. But Willis got back and made a good play to get his hand on it. It did knock it away from the intended receiver.
He actually knocked it away from Walker Plate, who is running stride for stride with the wide receiver. Fourth down and about five. Lumen has nobody back to get the kick from McGuire. Good snap. Gets the kick away. Nobody back for Lumen, and they'll just watch it roll and roll. And it's still rolling all the way down to the 13-yard line. They'll mark it at the 14. And Lumen will take over there as they roll to winning their first three games of this campaign. A And looking at the schedule, I don't know who might challenge them on that schedule.
Yeah, home with Northwest next week, and then in 2 weeks at Marshall. Marshall beat Harper Creek. You have to...
Pitch to the tailback. It's not Thomas. Brock Fitzpatrick back there. I don't think we'll see Thomas tonight.
I mean, if they beat Harper Creek, you got to believe they're decent.
Well, we'll find out.
As opposed to...
We'll find out.
Some of the other schedule.
The Saxons?
Yeah. After Marshall, it's Hastings, and then Harper Creek and Penfield.
I think Penfield surprised us when they beat Northwest last week. Here's Johnson. Cuts it up to not quite the 20-yard line. It'll be a third down for Lumen, about five.
By the way, since you mentioned Northwest.
Oh, we got a flag.
That'll give me an opportunity, since you mentioned Northwest. In the Hunger Bowl up at Northwest, at the half, it is Western 10, Northwest 7.
Dogfight there on Van Horn. Face mask call on Coldwater. Not many flags tonight, which is good. That was a five face mask, taking it to the 22. And down over, you get second, about three. Well, this is a gorgeous night for football. It's nice and cool. Probably down in the upper 50s, Tom.
One of the nicer facilities and press boxes that we'll ever be in.
Yeah, this is great.
See, they built this right. It's all windows. They don't have the, you know, the barriers between the windows are small. It's not like in some places where you're looking through wood.
There's a big hit, 25-yard line on Johnny Teachout. He's right at the chain, and they give him a first down at the 25. That keeps the clock rolling. And they set the chains.
Ball to the 25-yard line.
Roll that clock. And Joe Barrett runs over, gets a play from Herb and Sean. And on first down from their own 25. Barrett, play action, rolling, looking, throwing, caught. Jerva at the 35-yard line.
Ross Jerva ran that. He's the tight end, and he runs that middle drag, but he didn't.
Pass was a little behind. Tom, if he leads him, he's still running.
And he just got over the first down marker. I was afraid he didn't get to that marker, but he did, and it'll be a first down for Lumen Christi at their own 35.
So Lumen surprises us throwing on first down here. And we're down to 9:20.
Outstate, Grand Rapids Catholic Central leads Zeeland East 10-0. Beale City and Manton are tied at 14.
Here's Brock Fitzpatrick. Runs it out to the 40-yard line. Pretty good tackle there by Olmstead.
Boy, he's had a slew of tackles, too. Brock Fitzpatrick, I think his first carry of the day.
Second carry.
Second.
Got five. Tom? Eight and 40.
Water Valete down in the southwest corner. Of course, our Division VI regional last year in the 30-degree temperature. Water Valete leads Parchment 36-0 at the half.
Teach out. Hammered right at the line.
See, they read that. Patrick Lucas, the left guard, pulled and led that, but Coldwater has the Titans' tendencies, and they're so well coached, they read that key and filled that and stopped him right in his tracks.
Third down and four, and we're going under 8 minutes. Yeah, we'll have Lumen Northwest next Friday night from Spring Arbor Road. 3rd down. Barrett throws it out here, caught. That's a 1st down. Ryan Painter out to the 48-yard line. He's driven back, but he's got the 1st down by a couple yards. Good throw by Joe that time. Right where it had to be. Just a quick, Tom likes to call that the stop pass. 2-step drop. The receiver really takes about 2 quick strides, turns, the ball's there. You get an extra 3-4 yards running before the defender can get up there, and a perfect call when you need about 4 yards.
Keegan Smith just checked out. Jacob Clark checked in at right tackle.
7:20 left. Pitch to Fitzpatrick. Good job, 50, 45, 40, 35. Still on his feet. Won't go down. 32-yard line. Brock Fitzpatrick.
Well, Fitz better thank Dalton Langley on that block, because that was a thing of beauty down here right in front of us on the other side. The Titans are on the other side of the field. They'll take a peek at it. But Langley, very nice block there, and that propelled Fitzpatrick as he cut it up. Very nice run all the way down to the 32-yard line of Coldwater.
Under 7 minutes left in the game.
Hey, I got good news down at Columbia Central. Columbia has scored, so now at the end of the third, they got a good one. It's Ida 14, Columbia Central 7.
You knew Ida was going to be tough.
Yeah, both 2-0.
Good program. Lumen has to take a timeout here. They have a few new numbers in the game. They take a timeout. We'll take one, too. 1 minute break, just 6.5 left in the game. All Lumen 27-3 on WKHM, WKHM.com.
My name is Stephanie Spolster-Kristovic, and I'm the principal at Lumen Christi Catholic School.
At Lumen Christi, we love our students, and so we want the very best for them, and that means we want them to be their very best. Our core values create a space for your children to be the best they can be, achieving excellence, living faith, demonstrating character, promoting teamwork, and being warm and welcoming are who we are at Lumen Christi. Come give your student a chance to change the world.
This is Bill Bollinger, president of Ajax Heating and Air Conditioning. While you're enjoying the best in high school sports, I just wanted to say thank you for allowing Ajax to serve the Jackson community for over 70 years and for trusting in us for all your indoor comfort needs. As we welcome our 4th generation into the family business, we will continue to strive to meet the demands of today's market while keeping you, the customer, in the forefront of our goals. Please feel free to give us a call at 784-6149 or visit us online at ajaxheatingcooling.com. Ajax, the home of indoor comfort.
To GOC and Tom Ratchford, high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Caleb Boyce just ran one for about 2 yards. His first carry maybe of the year.
Brandon Wilson, quarterback for the Titans.
Quarterback is the very fine junior, Brendan Wilson, for Lumen Christi.
Wilson pitches to Fitzpatrick. Terrible pitch.
Yeah, it was a little bit high, and Fitz caught it off stride anyway.
He bailed him out. I was just going to say, Lumen has not fumbled the ball all night. And young Wilson almost threw that right through the headgear of Fitzpatrick. 3rd down and 10. Lumen really not interested in scoring here. They are interested in running time off the clock. This game well in hand. Wilson to Fitzpatrick. Nice run by Fitz down inside the 25-yard line.
Offensive line for the Titans of Greg Steckschulte, Ben Cooper, Kevin Salazar is playing left guard. I think Tommy Putman, one of the starters, is still in at right guard, although he keeps looking like they're trying to send somebody in for him.
Fourth down here and about three. We're down to 4:45 left. And Wilson. Fitzpatrick has a first down, breaks the tackle. He's all the way down inside the 10-yard line. Brock Fitzpatrick.
Yeah, good-looking run there by Brock as he did escape a tackle. A good body tackle by the Coldwater defender on the far sideline, and Brock Fitzpatrick just kept driving upfield, got down inside the 10.
7-yard line. Very nice run by the senior, number two.
Wouldn't mind seeing Sean give it to him again.
Wilson, the quarterback, the backup. Run it right up the middle with the fullback. They slipped it off. Now, who was it?
It was Dalton Langley.
Dalton Langley, the ball carrier.
Dalton Langley?
Dalton Langley. Okay.
That's not a misprint, right?
Moves the ball down to the 5-yard line, second down.
Five-yard line. Dalton got a couple there.
Langley still at fullback. Brock Fitzpatrick at the tail.
Wilson the quarterback. Fitzpatrick hitting the backfield. Breaks the tackle. Driving down near the goal line. Touchdown.
I tell you, a nice 5-yard run or so for Brock Fitzpatrick, and boy, did he run. He runs
nice
hard.
Nice job.
Yeah, he stays low. He drives his legs.
And Lumen's going to hit that magic 34 again. Is that 3 weeks in a row, Tom?
Yeah. Beat West Catholic 34-12. Beat Western 34-7.
Extra point. We have a backup kicker. Oh, that's a shank. That now that looked like your three iron. Due left, Tom.
I had my share of those this morning out at Devil's Lake.
Cole flat shank. 33-3. We're back in a minute on WKHM, WKHM.com.
Denny's hand-pressed 100% beef burgers with fresh ingredients and bold flavors are a great deal. But now, when you add in a milkshake for only $1, the deal gets even greater. Even greater? More greater. The greatliest! Either way, it's a pretty amazing deal. Come to Denny's today and get a milkshake for only $1 when you buy a burger. $1 price point applies to chocolate, vanilla, and strawberry milkshakes. Premium milkshake prices may vary. Limited time offer and participation may vary. Offer valid for dine-in only.
At Seymour Ford Lincoln, they offer a transparent car buying experience. They have a fantastic inventory of new, used, and certified pre-owned vehicles, giving you the opportunity to explore your options and find a car or truck that you love. Seymour Ford Lincoln believes it is important to be fair and honest in every aspect of their business. Whether you're buying a new Ford car or visiting their service center, Seymour Ford Lincoln will ensure that you never leave unsatisfied with your experience. Seymour Ford Lincoln, online at SeymourFord.net.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Coldwater, yes. The football trailing by 30. Did they take a timeout?
Were we on the air for that?
I don't know. Probably.
Hey, I got good news out of Monroe.
Jackson Beautiful.
High, Jackson High has just scored. Exire Edwards on a about a 15-yard option run. The PAT kick was good, and in the fourth quarter, It's Jackson High 14, Monroe 13. I don't have the exact time of the fourth.
Good comeback by the Vikes.
Got down
13-0.
Down 13-0 early in the second quarter.
Beautiful. Both teams there 2-0. Columbia making a comeback. Jackson High making a comeback. No comeback necessary here. 33-3. Coldwater with the... They took a timeout ball at the 20. And our football frenzy tonight, K105.3, that is a blowout tonight for Michigan Center. They'll go to 3-0 tonight. So we got some teams off to good starts, Tom. And the Cardinals finally tee it up here with 3:30 left. And a lot of backups in for both teams.
Hey, in the Cascades, Napoleon has come back and scored. So at the beginning of the fourth quarter now, it's Napoleon 7, Hanover Horton 6.
They may have a barn burner there. A
couple of good football schools. In the third quarter now, it is Berrien Springs 21, Schoolcraft 14.
Second down about 5. Ooh, was that... That wasn't Beck using. Is he in there? No, 5.
I don't have a 5 for Coldwater. But I do have West Catholic now leads Comstock Park 28-14. And about 5 minutes to go in the game. Michigan Center leads Addison 42-8.
Eiselhart Nissan, Candy's Busy Bee Cafe, Seymour Ford, Advanced Fluid Technologies, Jackson Speedway, Tom Coffee Soft Water, Orthopedic Rehab, Able Heating and Cooling, part of our group here tonight. And we're down to 2 minutes left. That was a third down play, not run out of bounds by the backups, and it'll be fourth and about 3.
Ben Cooper, the defensive tackle for Lumen Christi, in on the play.
Jackson Area Subway Sub Shops, Bob Richardson and company on the post game tonight, including our player of the game. McGuire back to kick on fourth and about 3. And that hits at the 40 and on the carpet, rolls down to the 25, and Lumen should be able to run the clock out here with a couple plays.
Gage McGuire's that punter. He's left-footed, and he let that thing fly.
Yeah, he's a good kicker.
Yeah.
Very good.
And Muhammad Salem did kick their field goal late in the second quarter for their only score. Kicking team special teams have been good here in the past. There's still 11 minutes to go in the Jackson High game. Jackson High does lead Monroe 14-13.
Monroe's going to fumble, though.
Down on the shores of Lake Erie. Remember the night we were there at Monroe Catholic and that fog rolled in?
I'll never, ever again. Lumen runs one up the middle here for a deuce with the backup QB.
As legendary brain surgeon Dennis Oil Can Boyd once said, when the fog rolled into Cleveland Municipal Stadium on the shores of Lake Erie, that's what you get when you build a ballpark next to the ocean. Remember, that fog rolled in by halftime, and there was, it was also 40, probably 42-0. Monroe Catholic was leading Grass Lake, I believe, at that time.
That was a miserable night.
From the top row of the bleachers.
Oh.
And the Monroe Catholic people were not happy with us sitting in their seats.
No, they did not enjoy our broadcast, I recall.
It's like going to church. Everybody wants you to go to church, but just don't sit in my seat.
Don't sit near me. Clock running with 40 seconds. and Lumen could really should just take a knee here, and that'll be it as we approach 9 o'clock. There's the knee by Wilson. And that's going to do it here tonight. 3-0 for Lumen Christi. Free Press, ranked number one in the state, Division Six. That won't change as they take apart Coldwater tonight. Our final 33-3, two-minute break. We'll be back for the Jackson Area Subway Sub Shops. That includes our player of the game. When we return on WKHM, WKHM.com, all Titans tonight.
Hi, my name is Bob Richardson. I'm the owner of the Yes Siri Bob Subways here in Jackson and Hillsdale County. We have a box lunch that we put together for teams or groups. We do a 6-inch sandwich, a chip, a cookie, and a bottle of water for $5.75. This is just a program that we've tried to put together to help accommodate those teams, those groups of kids that are together. And if there's any interest in any of that, you can call Matt in my office. And the number there is 748-9240.
Let me ask you a quick question. Have you been putting it off? And by it, I mean filling out that college application, scholarship, or financial aid form. Hey, they can be intimidating. What if I fill it out wrong? How do I make sure it's not red flag? Well, that's easy. Your free assistance is available thanks to the College and Career Access Center inside the Jackson.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
With Tom Rashford, GOC, here on the post game, all Titans tonight after really, Tom, kind of a sluggish first quarter for Lumen. And Coldwater put together a nice drive.
Yeah, sluggish coming out of the gate would have been a very accurate description of that. They didn't look good. And they actually punted on their first possession. But they gathered things together, ended up scoring a touchdown with about 4 minutes to go in the first quarter. Nick Thomas went 19 yards, and the Titans had a 7-0 lead at that point. We're able to score again pretty quickly, about 3 minutes into the second quarter. If you remember, Johnny Teachout had that nice 3-yard run that was aided by Nick Thomas pushing him into the end zone. So now it's 14-0. Coldwater kicked a field goal to make it 14-3. And then Lumen Christi, on the very next play after that, took the kickoff. And one play later, Nick Thomas went 73 yards for the score and a 21-3 lead, commanding lead at the half. And then it was pretty much all over after that. Kyer Johnson had a 21-yarder in the third quarter for a score. The kick was missed, so at that point Lumen Christi led 27-3. And then Brock Fitzpatrick, with about 3.5 to go in the game, scored on a very nifty 5-yard run. A very nice drive, by the way. Brendan Wilson led that drive at quarterback. Brock Fitzpatrick at tailback, and the fullback was Delton Langley, and those kids did a nice job behind the backup offensive line. So it's very nice. Usually those kids just come in and take a knee, so it was nice to be able to see them.